Basketball and other high school sports are set to resume in central Illinois and other parts of the state where the Illinois Department of Public Health has relaxed COVID-19 mitigations. Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson tells Eric Stock he's grateful the state allowed for a return to play after months of resistance.
We had been asking since the early fall, could we know and be able to communicate with our schools, what metric we're looking for, where do we have to get to, and just trying to provide a target for our schools to maybe help support the regions. And finally, they got around to doing that for us. And it appears to me that the regions within our state are doing good work in eliminating the spread. And as a result, it's transitioned to some expanded opportunities for our schools and now for our board to take the action they did yesterday in creating seasons that we think will work for our schools going forward.
What do you think caused the Illinois Department of Public Health and the governor's office to shift in that way? Was that political pressure?
That's a really good question, and we've never had that answered. I don't know that we've asked it bluntly necessarily, but obviously we're happy about it, and I think our schools are too. So, I got a sense from the first Friday that, whether it be media or social media or conversations I had had with congressmen and women, and we had asked our schools to reach out as Congress, the state Congress, was getting back together. Both houses, that, they could help us if they tried to, push that conversation and encourage our office to be able to converse with IDPH and have some dialogue about how we could safely return. So part of me thinks that it was maybe those things that created a kind of a groundswell of interest and caught pressure or whatever to, get it out there that, students need this. And maybe that drove the decision-making to create these metrics and create opportunities now for students.
We do get the sense of a tense relationship between the Illinois Department of Public Health and the IHSA, at least in the early going. Has the state been more forthcoming and helpful in giving the IHSA guidance?
They have, in the sense that, they've created the metric, communicated it, not just to us, but to everyone, on their websites and with their information sharing. And as a result, it's created this opportunity. We're not finding out information any more quickly than the general public. We've been asked to be a part of a meeting literally minutes before the governor's going to the public and announcing it. And, I understand there may be security concerns about the information and the adjustments they're making.
And masks will be required in most sports. What are your medical advisors saying about the effectiveness of these masks when athletes are engaged in high-intensity sports? Are they safe and are they effective?
Our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee has recently shared some studies, in fact, that indicate that they are safe. And while, it's different and students may feel burdened by them, that we do believe they're safe. We also have put in some additional timeouts within each quarter to just create additional time for breaks for students so that, they're not extended period of times with the mask and can take a break, social distance, get a drink with their mask off, and then resume play with their mask on.
Naturally, there's still a lot of people who have significant concerns about the coronavirus pandemic, and they may be thinking, how in the world can we be playing sports? 420-some thousand Americans have died from this virus. What is your response to that?
I respect that position completely and understood much of what we were doing. But I'm also cognizant of the mental health and of our student athletes. And while there could be spread of infection, we think providing students opportunities and the guidance from their coaches and school administrators to be safe will lend itself to kids being safer and not being in social activities away from sport or when they had more free time than being engaged with us. So the risk level for the spread and recovery should they get COVID at this level, this age group, research has shown it's minimal. And so for a number of those reasons, I just feel like it's time to get our students back engaged in these activities.
That's IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson with Eric Stock. Anderson says the IHSA will have to consider school activity or membership fees as a way to make up the loss of state finals tournaments over the last year. He says those events make up about 75% of the IHSA budget.